Stripe is the go-to choice for AI companies, from early-stage startups to scaled enterprises. 78% of the leading AI companies use Stripe to go to market quickly and scale globally. That includes pioneers like NVIDIA, OpenAI, and Perplexity. Stripe has developed cutting-edge tools to improve everything from fraud detection to checkout optimization. Whether you're aiming for incremental gains or planning for enterprise transformation, see how Stripe can help at stripe.com.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Of course, you're well aware at this stage that we are coming from Boston, Massachusetts, and we've been here for the last few days, Toronto for a couple of days before that, with Ireland Gateway to Europe, and two of the men central to Ireland Gateway to Europe with me now, AD McGuinness of Sigma Recruitment and Matt Moen of FKM Recruitment. You're both very welcome, guys, and it's great to see you. AD, how have you had the week?
Yeah, it's been great. Obviously, the novelty for us was going to Toronto and amazing reception there. I think you've probably covered it during the week. And a really, really good event yesterday at the Boston College CEO Club. I'm saying about six events, maybe 800 guests. I think when we do our sum up every week, we say lots of interactions, lots of new friends, lots of learnings, particularly in the current climate. So big, big success. We have a few more days to go, but a big success. And we know there are tangible results coming from it.
So give me a sense then of you said at the current climate, about how maybe the conversations are a bit different this year, or are they compared to previous years?
Yeah, look, I don't know. I know you've been talking to people in Boston. I don't know if you've touched on the sort of new world of trade and how it arose. So certainly got some interesting views on that. As we said in Canada, I don't know about you guys, but we got the sense of a sort of galvanization, a new national pride. And we're taking that as constructive, and you know, our relationships are obviously strong there. Here, mixed, but most people we met were, you know, you nearly feel for them. They have to deal with this tariff situation as well, you know, and very, very positive. Certainly all the speakers about foreign direct investment would give you reassurance that unless there's a lot of upheaval, that all their heart isn't very much staying to invest in Ireland.
Yeah, Matt, did you get that sense as well, despite everything that's happening and the concerns that people and businesses will have and the sense of maybe let's not make any decisions yet, that there's still, the sentiment is still broadly positive when it comes to that relationship between this part of the world and Ireland?
Very much so, Kieran. I think the big change this year and the emphasis that we've had is in the bilateral relationship, having Enterprise Ireland with us. I think when you started off with us was with the IDA very much focused on foreign direct investment, but now with Enterprise Ireland and Aidan McKenna, having that bilateral relationship coming in, I think it's pushed Gateway to Europe on both in two ways, and both of those in attracting talent and attracting everybody into Ireland, but also I think the L4G group that came with us from Enterprise Ireland to see the opportunities that are in Toronto, to think that there's 75 Irish companies in Toronto employing 6,000 people was an eye-opener. And I think it really gives us a good emphasis and spur on a Gateway to Europe that's evolving all the time, that it's not all negative towards tariffs.
Yeah, and it's funny because, AD, over the last few years, you know, we've been talking about Gateway to Europe and how it evolved, the mission. So very much Ireland on its uppers back in the early days, and it was, you know, please set up shop in Ireland and attract an inward investment. It was very successful in that regard, and you've often talked about how it's changed, and it's a platform as well for Irish businesses looking to expand into the States. And then it's remarkable how often since Trump became president and the tariffs have been mentioned, like our political leaders now talking up all the time how many Irish companies are now in America, how many people they're employing, what the value they bring to the US economy. Donald Trump, are you listening, type thing.
Oh, exactly. I think we said that you should be taught in primary school about number six, Ireland, in absolute terms, investment over here. And if you're looking for examples, I think you had Nora on from...
We had Nora Caldy on, from New York.
Unbelievable last night. Unbelievable. You could hear a pin drop, you know. And she went through a lot of technical details. Joan as well from Alchemist. But, I mean, like, we had two big US multinationals speaking about their investments and their positive experience and their commitment to Ireland. And then Joan and Nora went up and, like, they do you proud, you know. It was nearly emotional, do you proud. So, yeah, there's huge investment here. I happen to be involved in corralling all the L4G 400 CEOs over the years. I'm just on a board with EI right now. And, you know, if we had six or seven this year, I'd love to have 25 come next year.
Yeah. I speaking to a few people as well in Toronto, and because that was the new element of this trip, and it was organized before the aforementioned Donald Trump was in the White House and we had to deal with everything. So it was great timing in that regard. But what they were amazed by, I have to say, is the numbers on the trip and the level of delegate as well taking part.
Yeah, it's probably, because we partnered with ICBA, the Irish Cannabis Association, we had 70. So we're saying undoubtedly the largest trade mission between Ireland and Canada. And at this time, to sort of kickstart Ireland-Canada 2.0, as they're all called it, it was really, really good timing. And we felt that warmth, you know. And to be honest, I don't know about you, but really honest engagement, wasn't it? It wasn't sort of happy-cappy, diplomatic, we're all friends. It was like, how do we do this? And let's look at the challenges of that too. So I would hope very constructive.
And Matt, I know this is kind of the last stop for us. We were in Toronto Monday and Tuesday on the show and here for the rest of the week. And then we have to shoot home. But you guys are heading on to Washington, then to D.C. And you're going to be talking to Jess Kelly, I know, in much more detail about all of this. But you've kind of exciting news on that front as well.
Yeah, we're very much delighted to have from our original, promoter out here was the Drew family and the World Trade Center organization out in the seafront, the seaport. They are now going to commit to setting up an operation in Dublin. So I've been appointed on as an advisor to the World Trade Center organization to seek out to have a center in Dublin where we will have various connections between other parts, both in France, Portugal. So it's connecting, it's another end of it. So yeah, off to Washington, they're hosting us in the Ronald Reagan building on Monday for lunch with the seniors there, and and Enterprise Ireland are going to be with us on that journey too. So yeah, absolutely. It just shows the one thing we've come across, that business is a contact sport. And if we're not out here and we're not shaking and we're not rattling, it's not going to happen. So it's really given that a voice for Ireland in a both, as I said earlier, bilateral relationship between Enterprise Ireland, IDA, Team Ireland, and it's working. And probably three cities a wee bit much. We'd nearly like to be going home, but our commitment to the Shamrock will just keep us pushing on. We'll be back in next week, so we just have to keep going at it.
Well, listen, congratulations on that. And like I say, I know you're going to be talking to Jess Kelly about that in much more detail. But Adi, I just think a final point that's worth making before we wrap things up is that for people listening to this at home, you know, not involved in the world of business maybe not at senior level, it might seem kind of abstract, a lot of the stuff we're talking about. But ultimately, what all of this boils down to, and what we hope it boils down to, is job creation. It's jobs for people. And all the other SMEs, the Irish-based SMEs, that kind of build up and bubble up when you get that foreign direct investment.
No, exactly. I mean, that was the purpose in the original stage. And sometimes it's complex to get there. You know, we need to deal with diplomacy. You know, we gave an award to General John de Chastelin as part of his peace process, and Bertie Ahern, because he was involved, did a note on Monday. So it might start at diplomatic, it might start at sporting relations. But at the end of the day, we that's what we want. We want to come back down to jobs. So somebody's sitting in Kilkenny and there might be an operation there in 1 year's time because somebody met somebody on this trip. So that's very much it. Like, we don't push it hard. Mm-hmm. And it's complex. When you were saying earlier, Matt's right about it's bilateral. Like, it's multilateral at this stage. We've got co-investors between Ireland, including ourselves, and US on projects in Ireland and projects in Canada. So it's got very complex, but absolutely jobs is at the end of it. So we hope it's productive for everyone's sake.
Yeah, well, listen, we wish you the best of luck into the future with all of that. Adi McGuinness and Matt Moen. Adi and Matt, thanks a million. An absolute pleasure as always.
Thanks a lot. Cheers,
Thank you for your support too.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4. on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.